Well, we haven't quite hit Thanksgiving, but it's still time to start thinking about Christmas and how you can make Christmas just a little bit brighter for some other folks that might be in need. Dave Heifel is in with us this morning to visit a little bit about Operation Christmas Child, an annual program through the Billy Graham organization. Franklin Graham continues to make that process happen each and every year, and we've got some local folks here in Atlantic that Dave's involved with helping to coordinate. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
It's a rewarding project to be a part of, I assume.
Yes, it is. Very, very rewarding. It's a lot of work, and an operation like Billy Graham, he goes about it 12 months out of the year, but we really highlight the Christmas time, and of course we have to do it before Thanksgiving because we send these boxes all over the world.
Yeah, we've talked in the past about this over the years, but still, it's always good to refresh folks' memory. What is Operation Christmas Child?
It's a project of Samaritan's Purse, which is the international relief organization of the Billy Graham organization. Franklin Graham has taken it over, and now his son is also part of it now. The mission, to provide local partners around the world with shoeboxes filled with small toys, hygiene items, and school supplies as a means of reaching out to children in their own communities around the world. Operation Christmas Child shares God's love in a tangible way with children in need around the world.
Well, we're pretty blessed in these parts. We do have some folks in need, of course, here close to home, but there are some places in the world that are very poor. And some places where some kids probably don't even realize what Christmas is all, you know, what it's about from a spiritual standpoint and from a commercial standpoint as well about
right.
what happens. But
exactly.
In some ways, they blend together because they know people care when they suddenly do receive
right.
some things they might not otherwise get.
Yeah, and just today I got in the mail the power of a simple gift from the organization, and I just want to read a little bit of this. It's always a special time when children open these gifts, and they're just shoebox gifts, but all of the children feel loved. The gospel booklets that we offer with the shoeboxes help their little hearts begin to know more about their Heavenly Father who sent the greatest gift of all, His Son. One of our teams in Ecuador had the opportunity to deliver a shoebox gift to an 8-year-old girl named Genesis. She said it was the first gift she had ever received, a testimony we often hear in impoverished parts of the world where Samaritan's Purse works. She loved the stuffed animal in her box, but she was just as delighted to hear how Jesus loved her.
Yeah, very good. Well, you talked briefly about some of the things that folks can put in the boxes. Talk about the process. How does that work?
Okay.
What do they need to do if they want to participate?
You need a box, and you can use your own shoe box. We would rather you not have the large, like, boot boxes, that type of thing, just a regular shoe box. And if you don't have access to one, most of the churches in town have access to them, or you can go to Grace Point Church and get one. You get a box, and then you can get, they ask for a special toy, like a deflated soccer ball and a little pump, the stuffed animal like the little girl was talking about from Ecuador, or some nice larger gift, and maybe some hygiene items, and just little trinkets, little plastic jewelry, that type of thing, just anything a child would like and have fun with them. Pencils are a big thing, notebook paper, small notebooks that they can write in and draw in, because that's something that we take for granted and they don't have access to. They can't go down to the drugstore and buy a pencil or a pen and that type of thing. So, and then once you get that packed, they ask for a $9 donation for shipping, and then you can take it to Grace Point Church, and the times, you can either call the church, and I don't have their phone number right here, but they start November 15th, and the times are like November 15th from 5 to 7, and they go through November 22nd, and you can take them to the church, and if you don't want to bring it in, someone would come out and pick it up, or you can take it in. If there's a car there, you know someone's there. But otherwise, they do have collection times, November 15th from 5 to 7, November 16th, 6 to 8, November 17th, 1 to 3, November 18th, 6 to 8, November 19th, 4 to 6. The 20th is 10 a.m. to noon. The 21st is 1 to 3, and November 22nd is the last day, and that's from 9 in the morning to 11 in the morning. Then they actually pack two semis full of these boxes, and that's done locally. But we are a drop-off point here in Atlantic, and last year we had over 6,000 boxes from Southwest Iowa come through our come through Grace Point Church, and we were responsible for getting those on the semis. And then out of that 6,000, almost 1,800 were from Atlantic. So
specifically, yeah.
It was really, really great.
Yeah, we'd love to.
And
be
Grace
able
Point
to
Church is the formerly E Free Church, if that's a little confusing.
Yeah, out on 22nd and Chestnut Street.
Chestnut,
if
that's
you
correct.
Are not familiar with where that location is, but off of 22nd, you just pop right into the driveway there. And as Dave said, curbside service, if you just like to hand it out the window,
that is correct.
They'll do that. But
you can honk your horn and someone will probably run out.
Very good. Well, and you talked about some things to include, some small items, obviously, that would fit in a shoebox. But remember, some of these places it's going, electricity might be scarce. You don't want to maybe throw in things like electronics, DVDs, those types, because they may not have a way to use them.
Yes, good point. We have to remember where these are going. These are third world countries, and they don't have pens and paper and pencils and stuff that we take for granted available. So they really enjoy getting these simple items in a shoebox. And of course, once you start filling the shoebox, it doesn't take long to fill it up. But it's kind of fun. And you can actually go online, SamaritansPurse.org, and pack a shoebox online.
Yeah, are there other things that people should stay away from when it comes to those shoeboxes, some things that they maybe shouldn't do?
Well, anything like candy, toothpaste, something that might go bad in hot weather, because a lot of them go to warm weather countries, so you got to be careful there. War-related items, of course, that's common sense, but you know, no toy guns, knives, or they really
little plastic soldiers, things like that.
Yes, sure. And chocolate or food or mm-hmm. or anything food item is just a no-no.
And all that needs to be done here fairly soon, because if they're going to be shipped and get to these locations by Christmas time, we need to get after it here pretty quickly.
And the 22nd is the day we pack the semis, and then they're out of here the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. And they used to go to Minnesota, and they had a big distribution center. Now they go to Chicago, a suburb of Chicago. So
sure.
It's quite a process, and some of them don't make it by Christmas, which is all right, because eventually they will get to some needy kids, and they enjoy getting them. You can go online and see all they have examples of kids opening up their boxes, and some of them, like they said, in that little girl from Ecuador, that was their only first gift she'd ever received.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's a big deal for some of these youngsters.
Yeah, it really is.
And we talk about these items. We're not talking about necessarily even expensive items to include in the shoe boxes, but do you ask for folks to put new items in, not just old discarded things that the
That's
kids
correct.
Might not use?
Yeah, new notebooks, new pencils, pens. Yes, not discarded items. But, you know, Bonnison's is probably a good place.
Yeah.
Or any place that sells a small...
Sure.
Toys, crayons, and that type of thing.
You bet. And when it comes to being able to do this, you know, we talk about helping children by doing this. So it might be kind of fun to have the children help you actually do the project if you have some young children who would be interested in helping to fill a shoebox.
Great point. And the kids love to do it because they know what they like. You know, you give a kid a pen and pencil or a little notebook, and they'll fill it up with stuff. And so they love to do that type of thing and fill them up, and they probably will pack more than one if you let them.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
And they might be pretty good about picking some items out there, too, knowing exactly what some young children would like. Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned if folks would like to know more, just go online. You can find plenty of information. Is Samaritan's Purse available there?
Or Paula Osegard and Jeff are the coordinators, and she wasn't able to come today. That's why you got me. But you can call her at 218-296-2395 if you have any questions, or you can go right online, like Jim said, on Samaritan's Purse, and or just type in Operation Christmas Child. It'll come up.
You bet. It'll easily find that for you. Yeah. And again, the collection times begin November 15th. And again, I'll give you those dates and times. On November 15th, 5 to 7 p.m. November 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. November 17th from 1 to 3. November 18th from 6 to 8. November 19th, it'll be from 4 to 6 p.m. November 20th from 10 a.m. to noon. On the 21st of November from 1 to 3. And then that final day, November 22nd, 9 to 11 a.m. And again, that drop-off point here in Atlantic is at Grace Point Church here on 22nd Street. So look for that. A few other drop-off locations I know in the past around Southwest Iowa, but it's handy to have one right here close by.
Exactly, yes. And I'm sure they're probably listed online. I haven't checked. But.
Very good. All right. Well, Dave, thanks to you and Jeff and Paula and all the other volunteers that help to make this program go every year and make just Christmas just a little brighter for some young ones around the world. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.